Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The average person has sex 54 times a year in the United States. Okay, so average adult.
Once a week. Anatomically and biologically, there are no known impediments to human conception in space.
Thank God.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Marriage and Martinis. Adam, here's Danielle.
Hi.
I'm really happy we're doing an episode like this. It's been a while. Like a nice, fun, chill, laid back. Just, I've been looking forward. Like I'm glad you came up with this idea, but I've been trying to like rack my brain about, should we do like another game show thing? Like we did 5 years ago,
right,
you know,
right.
That kind of thing. Just something more like fun.
Yeah. Light,
light and easy.
Yeah. Light and fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was putting together, like digital downloads for Valentine's Day with Jess, who works with us. And we did like a whole packet of stuff that, you know, couples can do together on Valentine's Day. Like I know a lot of people have already done the date night questions, or, you know, you want to just have something like simple and fun to do. So one of the things that we did, there's a bunch of things, but one of the things we did was like a trivia, like a sex ed trivia, you know, like a battle of the, you know, a duel of desire or whatever you want to call
duel
it.
Duel of desire.
I don't know. and we were cracking up when we were doing it. And so I thought it would be a good idea for us to do something like that. But I didn't use any of the same questions or anything.
Okay.
So I don't know. Maybe one overlaps, but I don't think so. I don't even remember what we did. But yeah. And I love looking up. Like, I love this stuff. I always do these quizzes online.
Yeah, it was a fun research. Mm-hmm. Like when I was looking, I always say it, but if anybody finds my browser history for the podcast, I don't know.
Oh, for sure, me too. Yeah. And my best friend right now is dating, and I like go on these apps and like she'll be like, look at this or whatever, and so I have like all these like dating apps on my browser history right now.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, it is getting close to Valentine's Day. And if you haven't done the date night questions, go check it out on our website. Mm-hmm. And we have our podcast coupon promo thing.
M&M podcast, yes. For 20% off.
Yeah.
Our biggest discount ever. Yeah. But also the downloads. Go and check out the digital downloads to do with your partner. They're really fun and, you know, just a simple way to, like, if you can't go out that night or if you do go out that night or whatever, it's just like a really fun.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Good?
I don't know.
All right. Okay. So we're doing we're come up with 10 questions that are either like sex related or romance or relationship or whatever. So we're going to quiz each other.
Yeah, so right. We each came up with 10 different questions that we're going to ask each other, and I guess see who wins.
Now, you didn't do anything like about you or me, right?
No, I didn't do it. I know, I just did like regular
random
stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, totally random, like just whatever I found that was interesting, and there was so much more I wanted to do, but there just wasn't. Yeah. You said yours aren't very hard, though.
No, they're not very hard questions. I found them kind of interesting.
Did you know the answers to a lot of them when you looked?
Well, no, because they're not, it's, some of them are like factual based and not like a question per se, but it's like, hey, did you know that? Or do you know that? True or false? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That kind of thing.
Okay.
So it's, yeah, so it was more of that kind of stuff. And then as I was searching, other things would come up, you know,
yeah,
going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, so much stuff, yeah.
It was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so would you like to begin?
You go first.
Okay, well, I started with the true or false.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
The first ever kiss in a film involved two women in 1897. True or false?
A kiss in a film.
The first kiss.
1897.
The first kiss ever portrayed in a film. Now think back to, well, that's part of the, is it true or false? So I won't give anything
away.
What?
1897, there were movies?
Well, not like we have movies today.
Like a Charlie Chaplin type thing?
It was, you know, like pictures stitched together to like make a flip book. Those were the kind of movies that were made back. Not movies, like film, whatever, like a motion picture.
Well, I know that when back in the day, like there were a lot more, I mean, there was a lot of like homosexual content and stuff, like especially because it was film and everything was such a, like it wasn't Hollywood. It was like a very artsy, you know, genre or whatever you call it. I'm gonna go with true.
Mm-hmm. It is true, and it's a very interesting read. If you like, and like
what's
you were
the
saying,
name of the
it's
film?
An artsy thing. It's not a like it's not a film. It's a 4 second, you know, because it's 20 pictures stitched together that makes a. You know what I'm saying?
It's 19th century porn.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I want you to see. I put it up here, and people search this. These are the individual images of what it was, and they're actually naked women. So it is an artsy-ish thing.
These women
thing.
Don't look like they know they're being filmed.
And that's the film.
Oh, but are they real people?
Yeah, those are real people. Those were pictures taken and stitched together to form, you know, call it a film or a flipbook or, you know, whatever. But it was on video reel.
Interesting.
So, yeah. So like you were saying, at the time, they couldn't, I don't know what, it was like through Victorian rules and laws, like you can't have a naked man or woman together at the time or... If it was men, it was only for a certain thing like work or sports or something like some weird. I was reading up on it, but it's very interesting that
was that wasn't in the United States, was it?
You know what? It didn't say the articles that I read. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't assume. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Oh,
fun.
All right. Cool. That is cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, I get, you would think I searched what was the first kiss on film ever? And it ends up being two women, which is. Bizarre, like very interesting.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have 1 point.
You have 1 point.
True or false? Nipple orgasms are a thing. Are a real thing.
Just nipple?
True or false? Nipple orgasms are a real thing.
I'm going to go ahead and say true.
It is true.
I can bet.
The truth is that nipples are packed with nerve endings that make them ripe for pleasure.
That was going to be my answer.
A fun fact, your breasts can increase in size by as much as 25% during sexual arousal, which is the easiest and most pleasurable way to have an, albeit temporary, breast augmentation. Results indicated that nipple stimulation was reported to enhance sexual arousal in 82% of women and 52% of men.
Hmm.
From most reports, nipplegasms feel quite good and can range in intensity from the small sigh-like kind of orgasm to the bigger toe-curling variety.
It makes sense. And I guess that's why there's like fetishes out there, like for guys. Right?
What do you mean?
Like you were saying, it's for 50% of men, it could...
It makes enhances sense. Sexual arousal.
There you go.
Do you like it when I touch your nipples?
It's fine.
Okay.
I don't know. I find it kind of like
uncomfortable.
Yeah. Mm. But not like get off of me uncomfortable, but like it's like, okay, I can deal with this. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling a little weird, but I get it.
Okay. I have some friends who actually don't like having their nipples touched at all during sex.
Okay.
It bothers them.
I can understand.
Yeah. But they're fine with like the rest of the breast. They just don't like the nipple touched. Mm-hmm. I know there must be something like, I think that's kind of common for girls. Like I definitely know a few. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not one of them.
No, I chose true based upon our relationship. That's how I kind of formulated that that answer.
Okay.
So what percent of dreams include sex?
Like regular person's dreams?
Yep. Like if you survey.
How do you even study that?
I don't know. But is it Google
that?
I don't know.
My dreams half the time.
Like if they surveyed 1,000 people and said, how often do you dream about sex that you can remember? Who knows? Do you think it's a lot? Like, how often are your dreams that you can remember sexual?
I mean, not very often now, but I don't feel like I remember my dreams very often. But when I do have a sexual dream about someone, I am like low key infatuated with them in real life for a couple days.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I could see that.
Okay.
You don't have that where like if you dream about someone like in a sexual way or whatever, you're like, oh, maybe I'm attracted. Like,
No, it's more like I feel weird around this person for a few days.
Oh, no, I'm the opposite. Yeah. Well, unless it's like someone super like that shouldn't be, you know what I mean? What percentage of dreams are about sex? Mm-hmm. Oh boy, like actual sex.
What percent of dreams include sex?
I'm going to go with a low number. I'm going to go with 20%.
10%.
Oh, see, I was, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense because when I was trying to think back on my dreams, it's like not a lot of them are sexual. There are some, but, you know, 10-20% sounds about right. But they say women were more likely to have sex dreams about politicians, celebrities, or their exes, while men more likely dream about having sex with multiple partners at once.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
I've definitely never had a sex dream about an ex.
No.
Mm-mm.
We haven't had many.
No, I haven't. I mean, like serious boyfriends. No.
Right.
No, but I haven't even, I don't know. See, it is always weird, people. I did one time have a dream that I was naked taking a bath with Tom Cruise.
Ooh.
And like, I don't even like Tom. I mean, I think he's hot, but I don't even really like him.
Okay.
But it was like that I remember. And it wasn't that long ago, maybe like, you know, within the last, I don't know, 10 years.
Okay.
But I don't remember many sexual dreams. But I have had some. I mean,
we've all had some.
No, but I mean, like, I know I do sometimes have them, but not often. Yeah.
All right. So for an uncomfortable question, do you ever have sexual dreams with me?
Do I ever have sexual dreams? Well, I don't need to have sexual dreams with you.
But you don't need to, but you don't control your dreams.
No, I mean, I have like, if I'm like, I fantasize about us having
dreams.
Sex. I don't have any sex dreams.
Oh, wow.
You. Do you?
Oh, that's all I dream
You're
about.
You're such a fucking.
You're the only one in my dreams.
Oh, no. No, seriously. Do you ever have sex dreams about me?
I may have.
No, you haven't.
I think I did once.
No.
Yeah, okay. I guess maybe you don't because you don't, like you said, you don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe subconsciously.
I do, if I'm like masturbating, I think about us.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I do that too.
Yeah. Well, most people think about other people.
Mm-hmm. Don't so. You? You do
I do
too,
that
right?
too. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I need some variety.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
Mm-hmm. Wait, who do you think about when you're masturbating?
Well, I can't tell you who. It's
I want to know who.
I can't.
Someone we know in real life?
No.
Shit, this could go bad.
Honestly, it's not even like a thing for me.
Okay. All right.
Wait, do you get that point?
What?
You said 20%. It's really, I saw 10. Same thing. I'll give it to you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. People who live in this country have the most sex.
Okay. What?
What is?
Oh, you just said the people that live in this country have the most sex.
People who live in this particular country, in what country do people have the most fucking sex?
Okay, so in what country do most people have? Well, it's got to be like China because they have the most. Or it would be closer to the equator because it's hot all the time. Everybody's looking all hot and sexy in the sun.
Ew, or Skippy everyone's outfits. Sweating and smelly. And
yeah,
they don't wanna...
pheromones all day long. Mm-hmm. China has the most people.
But they're only allowed to have one kid, right? Or is that not true anymore?
There's something to that. Mm-hmm. Equator, South America, Argentina.
No.
Brazil.
Brazil's second.
Okay.
The first one is Greece.
Okay. Is there a reason?
Well,
like they're just hot, all of them. So they all just want to bang each
and
other.
And have you ever seen like Santorini, Greece, or anywhere in Greece?
Not really.
Neither have I. But like, I think it's like all it makes you think of is like sex and romance and everything when you're there. One of our dogs is moaning.
That's the questions. It's getting to them.
Okay, in Greece, the percentage of adults having sex at least once a week, 87% of adults in Greece have sex at least once a week. This is relatively small and picturesque island takes the top spot for the greatest number of adults having sex at least once a week. People reported having sex an average of 164 times a year.
Wow.
Do you know how many it is in America? What the average is?
No. It's definitely, obviously lower, but I would say once every 2 to 3 weeks. Once every 2 weeks?
In the United States?
Yeah. So
the average person has sex 54 times a year in the United States. Okay, so average adult.
Once a week.
Once a week. Exactly. Japan is the least sexually satisfied country in the world.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why. Because they're always eating good food. They don't have time for sex.
And I think maybe the work ethic and everything, they're always work, you know, isn't it like they're always working? And I don't know. I got to research it more. But I did double check a lot of these statistics, like on more than one thing, as I'm sure you did too.
I did need lots of research. Okay.
So yeah, because sometimes I was like, I don't know, it could be a different answer no matter what web. Right. But I tried to go to like very reputable websites and then I like tried to double check on another reputable website.
Yeah, what I was noticing too, when I was searching for whatever topic it was, I was getting different answers on different websites. So I didn't know where to go for the right, you know, so oh, this could all be bullshit. Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
So, in what year was the vibrator invented? In what
year? A vibrator like...
Like a woman's like, sexual like, pleasure vibrator.
I understand, but is it one that like is battery powered? Or is it are you talking about a dildo or a vibrator?
Like a powered vibrator.
Okay, like... electricity
a powered
and shit.
Vibrator
well it could be powered on like Flintstone
right
stuff
yep
well I know like as far as like dildos go back thousands and thousands of
well, that's
years
just an I mean in, like an inanimate not animate but like a non-moving object no power like you're saying no power no just yeah. Using an object
yeah
no.
But they were would actually carve them for that.
Nope, a powered
okay,
vibrator.
Okay, a powered vibrator. Let's see. Well, electricity was invented in the 18... Is it 18-something?
Can I...
Wait, 19-something? 19, early 1900s.
Would you like a clue?
Can I buy a vowel?
You can buy a vowel.
Can I phone a friend? okay, I'll take a clue.
Okay. I never said it was electric powered.
Just powered.
Powered by, there's other means of power. That's all I'm giving you.
Like solar power? all right. I'm going to say, I mean, it's got to be a long time ago. way before we think. I'm going to say, because I do know in the early 1800s, there was like a whole mass hysteria of women. Well, they thought it was a mass hysteria, but it was really just women like having orgasms with like vibrators. Like, I mean, doctors would think that women, like, they just thought they were hysterical because they had never seen an orgasm before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with 1824.
All right. It's not, but I'm going to give it to you because you had the correct, well, century and okay. the correct reasoning. It was 1869. As a treatment for hysteria or mysterious female disorders. Whenever a woman reported being mentally or emotionally upset, it was considered an illness. The cure was a large steam-powered massager to massage the genitals to get rid of their hysterics and craziness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right. But I think it was also that they were thought to be hysterical when they were having an orgasm. Because they didn't know
that it was an orgasm,
right?
Yeah, because women don't have orgasms.
Well, yeah, because they had no research on anything. Okay, wait, let me see. I'm trying to find. Oh, well, I have something similar to what you did. In what decade was the first known sex scene in modern movie history made?
In what decade?
Mm-hmm.
Was like the first sex scene in like modern type movies?
Yeah, like not your 1897 thing. Right. Not stitched together.
All movies are stitched together photographs. It's just what a movie is.
Not anymore.
Yeah. It's just fast.
Okay.
Wait, I'm saying what decade, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep, I'll give you a decade.
First, like naked sex?
I mean, where it was obvious that they were having sex.
My guess would be the 60s.
No.
No? I thought like free love and things were opening up and... People were becoming more comfortable with sexuality.
You don't think the first sex scene was until the 60s?
Well, I'm thinking like naked people on camera in a movie.
Okay, so the first known sex scene in movie history can be found in a film called Ecstasy, an erotic romantic drama released in 1933.
That was my next guess.
By Czech filmmaker Gustav Machetti or something. Starring Austrian-born actor and inventor Hedy Lamarr, the scene is generally recognized as the first documented sex scene in mainstream film. The scene in question is rather demure by modern standards. It lasts just a little bit more than a minute.
Sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. The audio consists solely in classical music. The camera remains on Lamar's face. So the man's face, not even the woman's face.
Right.
At the time, though, the scene was considered scandalous. And it was not allowed in the United States until 1940.
All right. So you know they're having sex. You don't see them having sex.
Yeah, you know they're having sex.
Okay. That makes sense. I think I'm right otherwise.
Okay. We could check.
Okay. My turn?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Which celebrity couples have been together the longest? I have five. You want to give me three?
Oh, sure.
That could be like... living together for however many years or married.
Yeah, Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
Number two.
Well, they're dead now, but it would be Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward.
Okay, I don't have that.
But they're dead. I think she's dead.
How many years Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn were together?
Were? They still are.
Are together?
I'm going to go with... I should know this because I remember Oliver Hudson told us how old he was when.
Right.
And he's around our age now. Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to go with they've been together for 40 years.
40 years.
Mm-hmm. Ding, 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 yeah. ding. Okay. There is also Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson.
Yep. I got them as number five. Okay. How many years?
I'm going to say 45.
35. No, because they're less than Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
Oh. But they have a son who's, oh, maybe he's younger than I thought. Okay. And then.
It was 35 years.
There is, oh shit. Of course it's going to escape me now. Oh boy. This is terrible. Cause I do know this stuff.
You should I'm know. I'm blanking. One.
I know all of them. Fuck. Who else is, Steven Spielberg and, his wife?
Maybe, but it's not on my list.
Okay. Let me think.
Number one, which you'll never get.
Who?
Gloria Estefan and Emilio Estefan, 45 years.
Oh, Mazel Tov.
My first concert I ever went to.
Really?
Gloria Estefan. And our friend.
I wouldn't tell that's too many people.
I know. Our friend, my fifth grade graduation present, and I could take a friend. Mm-hmm. And one of our friends now, he was at the same exact concert that same night.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Hmm. Very interesting. Who else? I don't know. I mean, I know, but I don't know.
Paulette and Denzel Washington, 40 years.
Okay.
Oprah and Stedman Graham, 37 years.
Right. Oprah and Stedman.
I'm surprised they did not get that.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Yeah. I mean, I know so many that I'm blanking. Uh-huh. Okay.
I get it.
Okay, in what year did Playboy have its first publication? And second part of the question is a bonus point if you can tell me who was on the cover. So the year of the first publication, the issue that went out for Playboy, and who was on the cover.
1963, Marilyn Monroe.
Did you see my thing?
No.
Oh. No, it is 1953.
Right. That makes more sense.
But it was Marilyn Monroe. But she had not posed for the magazine. Hugh Hefner bought the famous nude photo from another photographer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there was nobody else I could have guessed. I mean, so.
And no, that was good. And initially called the picture featured inside Sweetheart of the Month. And you know what? Here's something interesting.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I've heard this like four times in the last week. Marilyn Monroe, who like had many lovers, I think three husbands and everything. Towards the end of her life, she told her best friend that she had never had an orgasm with a partner.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that like a crazy thing to hear from Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah. Especially being with like JFK. Right?
Right. Well,
I mean. Doesn't his handsomeness give you an orgasm by itself?
Well, that's true. Although JFK Jr. more so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. In my mind. But no, but I mean, I don't know. That's.
Yeah.
I don't know. okay.
All right. That was done. Mm-hmm. Okay. True or false?
Yeah.
The fastest and first sperm to reach the egg wins.
Trying to think back to Look Who's Talking.
Picturing Bruce Willis as a sperm going through.
Mm-hmm. No, it's got to be the one that like can penetrate the egg.
Well, you're half right.
Wait, hold on.
Okay.
Well, also, can it be more than one sperm that gets in?
No.
It's only one sperm?
One sperm.
Are you sure? Mm-hmm. I want to check that.
Okay.
Okay.
I know from experience. I remember.
No, it's like the strongest one, the one that gets through. The fastest one might like, you know, like and Look Who's Talking, they all hit the outside and then just right. fall.
Well, yeah, because I think once one penetrates, none of the others can get in. Like it's blocked off, it's sealed off. Like after one gets through. But so you're right, it is.
Security comes out and is like, nope.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. Because eggs have a sophisticated biological mechanism that actively choose which sperm they allow in, and it's not always the first. So the egg chooses which sperm is allowed to get in.
Hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom fucked up with her choice on mine.
I think by the third, the egg is kind of like,
yeah,
eh,
right.
Whoever.
Right.
First wins.
Huh. So, wait. Okay.
So there's something in the egg that's like, there's a certain sperm I'm looking for here, and I'm only letting them in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. They swipe right until they...
Right.
Okay, this is going to sound like a hard one, but it shouldn't be, but it's going to be for you.
I'm not surprised.
What was the Kinsey Report?
Oh, I have no idea. I can't even think.
Make a guess.
The Kinsey Report? I don't know anybody by the name of Kinsey. I don't know if Kinsey means anything. K-I-N-S-E-Y? K-I-N-S-Y?
K-I-N-S-E-Y.
That stands for something?
You never heard of the Kinsey Report?
Maybe. No, I have no idea.
Okay.
I lose.
It's like the one of the first and most like groundbreaking sex studies of all time. So Alfred Kinsey spent 15 years studying, interviewing, observing sexual behavior in the human male. He put that book out in 1948. And then sexual behavior in the human female, which like had never been done before, in 1953. And they're known collectively as the Kinsey Reports. Together, they've sold nearly a million copies. And, you know, this is back in the day when there were like four people. And were translated into 13 languages. Kinsey's published data shows that Americans were engaging in sexual behaviors more frequently and with more variety than conventional morality suggested. Though later research would correct some of the findings to a degree, the reports were compared to an atomic bomb in their impact on American society. In concise and easy-to-read language, Kinsey batters, I don't know what that means, at some contemporary ideas about the female's slower sex responsiveness. So this has been known since the fucking 1940s. Her earlier sex development, her greater extent of erogenous and sexually sensitive zones, and her emotional reactions in sexual relations. One thing strikes Dr. Kinsey as outstanding: the range of variation of sex behavior in the female far exceeds the range of variation in the male.
He must have been like acquitted as like a kook or something back in the day.
No, but he was a very divisive figure. A very, very divisive figure.
Yeah, I mean, look, putting this shit out there before anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't translate into...
But his institute, which is now called the Kinsey Institute, is still around. The Institute for Sexual Research.
Well, shouldn't it be? We're still learning this shit just from a podcast we're doing together.
Right, but what I'm saying is it wasn't like they like shut it down. You know what I mean? Like it was still a thing. Yeah. And he also, did the Kinsey scale, which was the first thing, in 1948 that said that heterosexual, sexuality is a spectrum, and that, only 10% of people are fully heterosexual. And he said only 10% of people are fully homosexual, and then the rest is on a spectrum.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like stuff where we think we're just learning for the first time in 2024.
No, you think you're.
Not me. We collectively. I know this stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
That's so interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he was, he's really, you know, again, divisive. And actually the Rockefellers funded his research.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah. Okay. On that note, what are the top three most popular sexual fantasies?
For men or women?
Did not say.
Did not say. It can't be the same for both.
Yeah, I think maybe it is because these are, you know.
Okay. I mean, do I have to say them in order?
No, of course not.
Okay. Definitely oral sex.
Nope.
What?
Fantasies.
Yeah, fantasy.
Oral sex is a fantasy?
No, it's not you're talking, I thought you meant like, what do people fantasize about the most? Like, as far as sex goes.
Yeah. What, like, you know, what do people who I guess are, you know, sexually, you know, active, are probably practicing oral sex already. So what is, like...
Yeah, but you can be practicing and still fantasize about it all the time if that's what turns you on.
Maybe I should say fantasies that aren't in the norm.
Okay.
Maybe.
Oh. I'm going to say having sex in public?
No.
Fuck.
Well, no, maybe, no. If it falls into one of these.
Having sex with multiple people.
Mm-hmm. That's one.
Okay.
You would think that would be on here, like in Friends when Rachel dresses up as Princess Leia, like you picture all guys, like that's what they fantasize about, kind of thing. But that wasn't even on here.
No, I don't think that guys fantasize about that.
No.
Mm-mm.
I thought that's why it was in the show, because it was like a thing.
Well, I guess Star, like Princess Leia, is like, I guess, a huge, I don't know, like guys.
You think it was more of a Star Wars thing than it was?
I don't know, but I don't think that's in real life. Like what I would have thought, oral. I mean, that would have been my, like, to be picturing just having a really good blowjob.
Okay. So you got, you know, multi partner or group sex or you know, that kind of thing.
I need to phone Leah.
Right.
God, maybe I'm not. Maybe I don't have good fantasies. And public place isn't one of them.
Yeah, no, but you were actually just talking about one the other day.
I was.
Yeah, you asked me when we were looking at the
Getting tied up.
BDSM.
Yeah, BDSM. Okay, but that's not very specific.
Right, but it's okay. You know.
Yeah, that could be a whole host of things.
But any, you know, dominatrix, whatever, you know.
Okay. Let me think.
I'm not quite sure what the last one means specifically, except for a couple things.
Tell me what it is.
Taboo or forbidden sex. Oh. Like, could public fall into that? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I guess it depends where you live and what you're, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I guess it could be somewhere. Yeah, I guess it could be public or taboo sex is like, I don't know. I guess for the person is taboo.
Yeah. I guess something that you think like, oh, that's dirty, or, mm-hmm. you know, something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. My next one is, what is the average speed of ejaculation?
Ooh. I know.
And it's not 88 miles per hour.
No, because it would wind up in like another dimension. Another time. I think it takes a sperm about 7 minutes to travel 4 inches. Translate that to speed.
Are you
I
real?
Drop eight, add the one. Drop. Like, all right, what's the speed in like miles an hour?
Mm-hmm. When they're not in a school zone.
25. I would say not that fast. So in human terms.
Oh my God.
I'm trying to think, is it like really slow, like a mile or a half a mile an hour? Or because if it's, yeah, it's got to be.
Have you ever seen a man ejaculate? It's fast.
No, I have not.
Well, you have seen yourself.
How fast does the sperm travel, right? That's what you were saying?
Yeah. At what speed do they ejaculate?
Like how fast from when they start
till
they finish?
Oh, my God. From how when it comes out, how fucking fast is it going?
15 miles an hour.
28 miles per hour. Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. Okay.
That was easy to get to. No mm-hmm. problem for me to figure that one out. Mm. This was one of the ones that I was thinking, like when I was looking online, like I went to IMDb, I went to other places, I was getting all different kinds of lists.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, fuck it. I'll just Google and see what they come up with.
Okay.
So just Googling the most popular romance movies of all time, what movies come up?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Casablanca.
Mm-hmm, number two.
Notebook.
That is, yep, number four.
Romantic. Is Harry and Maude on there?
Nope.
No. Romantic of all time. Shit. Casablanca. To Sir with Love?
Nope.
Oh my God. Sleepless in Seattle?
No.
Well,
I saw that
mail.
On other lists.
You
though.
Got mail?
Nope.
Oh. Romantic movies of all time. Jesus.
Come on. Like, what's one of the biggest movies of all time?
Casablanca.
No, like, more recent.
Oh, more recent? Oh, Titanic.
Yep, number one.
See, I don't even think it was so romantic. The whole thing's stupid.
Did you know that the flying scene when, the, you know, he's holding Rose at the front of the ship, that was improvised?
Really? You don't say.
Yeah.
Huh.
Isn't that pretty interesting?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't think it is.
Is. That movie annoys me.
Oh, I like the movie.
I like the second half. I like.
Like
I just
when the ship's
like,
going down.
Yeah, I just like when they're all dying. I don't like the Jack and Rose shit. Let's
number
see.
Three, In the Mood for Love. I think it's an older movie. Okay. I have no idea what it is. Five, La La Land.
Oh, right. Ryan Gosling also.
Beauty and the Beast.
For real?
When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, When Harry Met. How could I not think of that?
My favorite on
this
the list.
This is hard, though, when you have to think of like every movie ever.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Okay.
I love that movie.
Okay, yeah, but I don't know if I'd call it a romance.
Well, it is. I mean, the whole movie is he's doing this for mm-hmm. this
I know,
girl.
But it's also a little concerning.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Before Sunrise?
Oh, yeah, with Ethan Hawke. That's okay. A huge one. I've never seen that, but it's like a cult film.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, Crazy Stupid Love also was a...
I mean, there's... I mean,
yeah,
you know,
okay.
Like I said, I found 100 different
yeah,
lists,
yeah.
You know?
Okay. All right, this one should be a no-brainer for you. This should be the easiest point you ever get in your life. Who said, if God had intended us not to masturbate, he would have made our arms shorter?
Oh, I know that.
If God had intended us not to masturbate, he would have made our arms shorter.
George Carlin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know I knew that.
Yep. It's great.
All right. One more break, and then we'll come back.
Sure.
Okay.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay. Can people conceive in space?
Has anybody ever had sex in space?
Nobody's ever conceived. I don't know if they've had sex. I don't know. It is possible. Like, it can happen.
Mm-hmm.
But can they conceive?
You mean outside the spaceship? Because inside the spaceship would be easy, right?
Yes and no.
Don't they
it
have
depends.
Gravity?
Again, you know, yes and no. It depends on...
Can you conceive in space? I mean, I would think as long as you can, like, get it in, why wouldn't you be able... As long as you get it in and ejaculate, why wouldn't you be able to conceive in space? It's just getting it in. That's the hard part.
I guess in zero Gs.
Oh, and can you get hard in space? Because it's a gravity that...
No, that's not gravity.
Shit.
No, gravity won't get in the way of blood flow to the penis.
Fuck. Okay. I never had sex ed or science.
Anatomically and biologically, there are no known impediments to human conception in space.
Thank God.
But, thank God what?
Thank God. Like, who the fuck cares?
But there are serious concerns that the microgravity and radiation can mess up or even kill a fetus. And if a child is born in space with zero Gs, like there's no gravity, like their bones are not going to form properly and they're going to be crippled for life. So
oh
like if
God.
A baby is born, you got to get that shit to gravity right away. Like 1G gravity.
So
like
obviously
Earth.
A pregnant woman has never been in space.
Not that I know of.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. A little science lesson.
For you. That is a little science lesson. Okay. What percentage of women say, so there was a study done of 10,000 women. What percentage of them said that they swallow every time?
Oh, 12.
30%.
Oh, really?
But that's just saying they swallowed.
Right.
So, I don't know. But I feel like women are pretty honest about that.
Yeah, like, why not?
I don't know. Yeah. Well, I guess because guys look down upon it, maybe, if girls don't swallow. I don't know. But 30%. Yeah.
They should. It's really good for you.
Well, they do say that it's like a low calorie thing. It's not a lot of calories.
And there's like hundreds of protein strings.
I think that that's a little bit of a...
I read it in my research.
I'm sure. And I'm sure it's on the research for every man's magazine of... but yeah, I do think that, some girls are like, oh, there's too many calories, but there's 7 calories per teaspoon or something.
Well, I read a research or a study that was done by 20 men, and they all said.
Exactly. yeah.
All right. What do women say are the best sexual positions to most likely reach orgasm?
Oh, for sure, girl on top.
Mm-hmm. Would you like me to explain why?
Because your penis is shoving up against the back of the woman's... And because we can fucking control what's going on.
Right. You're in control of emotions and speed. You can experience sex just the way you like it.
Yeah.
Plus your hands are free.
That's your favorite position.
Yes, it is. Well, I like it. Number one, it feels great. Number two, I know you're having fun. Mm-hmm. So that, I like that.
I'm not even going to say it.
What?
You just my boobs bouncing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. yeah, that is true, because they're right there. And mm-hmm. A regular missionary, it's not as enjoyable for that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. I like when they're right there in my vision.
Okay, yeah. Now we're on the next one.
They found that the clitoral blood flow increased after engaging in this position. They also discovered that face-to-face male on top position missionary, putting a pillow under the woman's pelvis, was the most successful at sparking clitoral blood flow. And the kneeling rear entry position, or doggy style, produces the least amount of direct clitoral contact and resulted in negligible increase in blood flow.
What? Doggy style?
Compared to the other two.
That's shocking.
That's what it said.
Huh.
Yeah.
I want more research back information about that. But yes, I see that. I don't know if I've ever had an orgasm like that. Okay, the other one would be is it reverse cowgirl?
That's all I got.
Just one? Oh.
The best sexual... Oh, yeah, I said positions.
Yeah, so it's just one.
Well, that and the missionary pillow under the pelvis.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. Okay, this is a multiple choice.
Okay.
What does...
I like that.
Penis captivus refer to? A, when a penis won't return to a flaccid state after sex. B, when two people get stuck together during sex. C.
Wait, what?
Let me keep going. When a woman experiences lockjaw during oral sex. D. When a cock ring gets stuck on a penis, causing the loss of blood circulation. Would you like me to read them again?
Give me one again.
Number one?
Yeah.
Okay, penis captivus. What does it refer to?
Mm-hmm.
When a penis won't return to a flaccid state after sex.
And what was number two again?
When two people get stuck together during sex.
And what was number three again?
But you don't want me to repeat
them. No, not all of them. Just
when a woman experiences lockjaw during oral sex.
I don't think it would be that. How do you? What's getting stuck together? I don't understand. You can't get out? Is there something inside that's grabbing the penis and won't let it go?
I'm not saying anything. Those are the four choices, and that's all.
I don't think there'd be a term for... I guess there would. I will go with... the A.
When a penis won't return to a flaccid state? The answer is B. When two people get stuck together during sex.
I don't get it.
While very rare, On occasion, the vaginal muscles may control more than typical. These contractions can narrow the vaginal opening. This narrowing could prevent a man from removing his penis, especially if he's still engorged and erect. Most people who experience penis captivus can expect to be stuck together for just a few seconds. Staying calm and letting the muscles relax will help you unhook from each other. Penis captivus is one manifestation of vaginismus. Vaginismus is a strict contraction of the vagina's muscles that is so strong the vagina essentially closes itself. When this occurs, a woman may be able to have intercourse, and it can also prevent medical exams. So it's
bad. Wow.
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm just picturing it lasting like hours.
No, not a couple seconds. But I think people panic.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, and then like you, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not the worst place to be stuck.
They do say it doesn't hurt or anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of the penis, I have a testes rapid fire, true or false.
Okay. Testes, okay.
Testicles?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. First one. The left testicle hangs lower for right-handed men, and vice versa for lefties.
That's correct.
You know that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, just like your boob inflation during sex,
mm-hmm.
The testicles can grow up to twice their size during sex.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
True or false?
Oh, shit. I'm trying to think of what yours feel like when we're not having sex versus when we are. I'm going to go with yes.
Yes, it is true. The word testify is derived from a Roman legal practicing of swearing on one's testicles. Does testify come from the word testicles?
I feel like I'm going to say yes, just because you aren't creative enough to come up with that.
The answer is yes. Mm-hmm. In ancient Rome, two men taking an oath of allegiance held each other's testicles, and a man would hold their own testicles as a sign of truthfulness while bearing witness in a public forum. So they would swear on their testicles.
Okay.
In the Middle Ages, men who wanted sons would sometimes have their left testicle chopped off because they believed it only made female sperm.
In the Middle Ages?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people cared about having boys in the Middle Ages, did they?
I don't know. What? Yeah, because they were like fucking like warriors, and they just wanted men out on the battlefield.
Well, but they needed women to have the men on the battlefield.
Well, they, so needed, they needed some women.
I'm going to say no.
That is true.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Now I know more about testes.
I sure do. Do I even have any? Is that 10?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I have one more?
Yeah.
Well, mine was sort of a, you're never going to get it. Ever, ever, ever. But where and when does the word fuck actually come from? To fuck.
To fuck?
To fuck.
The verb?
Fuck.
To fuck?
Yeah, like, to fuck.
I don't know.
Okay. go ahead.
It sounds like a more recent term. Like it would maybe be 60s, 70s, to use the word fuck for sex. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
Like as a verb for sex? Why, is it old?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah, it's like from like the Middle Ages when when England was severely underpopulated due to an unusual combination of fire, war, and plague, the king issued an official order to fuck to replenish the population. But the phrase was fornicate under command of the king.
Oh, never knew that.
Mm-hmm. And then it was passed through. People just kept using it.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So how did it become like everything else? Like not just about having sex?
Because it's a great fucking word. it's like the best word in the English language.
Everything.
In every, Yeah, of course.
But it is initiated as
because it's literally the best word there is.
Yeah, makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's everything. That's all I got.
Okay, perfect.
Bonus question. What was the name of Marty McFly's band?
I know the name of the band in Coming to America, Sexual Chocolate. Yeah. Does that count?
The Pinheads.
Oh.
All right, I win.
What does that have to do with sex?
Nothing. I just had a bonus question there for you. Oh, my God.
Okay, thank you. All right.
All right, that's everything.
Okay, so if you thought this was fun, you too can play this game if you do our downloads, and although it's different questions, and date night questions, and if you could rate and review, that'd be awesome on Spotify or Apple, and have a great week, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.